Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
We have right now in the studio my guest, Annabelle Lee. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. It's nice to be on.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. Maybe you could just introduce yourself and then get into some of your tunes.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Annabelle Lee. I've been making music since 2018. I've done a few live shows. This is my first time doing radio, so I'm excited.
Ooh.
And yeah, my friend described my music as bedroom angelcore once, and I think that kind of sums it up the best. I can't really
think of any other
genre description. So yeah, I'm excited to get into it. And I'm here with Tom Haha as well, who's my producer. And yeah, we're really excited to be here.
That's awesome. All right. Now get into your first song. What is it called?
So this one's called Rainbow Lights, and I actually made this with a Wellington producer called Gardens.
Mm.
And yeah, all of his stuff is on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, and it's Gardens in Love, like L-U-V at the end, on Instagram if you want to find his stuff.
Sweet.
But yeah.
Well,
so
I'm excited.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
Show me violence in a flower field, through lavender and honeybees. Let me drown in the stream, bare your teeth, I want you mean. You're deader than me, bury me under the cherry tree. White silk, I'm looking heavenly, bare your teeth, I want you mean. Can't you see the chain I wear for you? Can't you see the flames are burning blue?
You. I think my voice is a little nervous, unfortunately, but I'm keen to
You got it.
Thanks.
Just keep going.
I really do love that song. It's one of my favorites. Carlo killed it for sure.
Yeah, so you told me earlier that you started off as a poet.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was like just sort of writing like shit poetry and sort of showing it to close friends and being like, is this good? Is this good? And it like wasn't, but yeah, I was like doing that in my first year of uni in 2018, and then Tom was making music, and my friend who was like dating him at the time was like, he wants to work with someone with female vocals. I know you've been writing some poetry, and like I like your voice, so would you want to maybe try like head him up and do a song? And I was like, yeah, that sounds really fun. So we made our first song together in like 2018. It was just a single on SoundCloud at that point, but yeah, really enjoyed it, kept doing it.
That's so cool. So were you doing like singing previously as well?
I always enjoyed singing, but I had never like written a song or really like properly sung. I did like, I think my first ever gig was doing like when I was in like my primary school's like punk rock band.
Oh my gosh.
We played at Snow Planet.
That's iconic. Like,
and we did like a Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Yeah, it was
what
pretty
a great
funny,
song.
But, yeah.
Well, that's so cool. So like really your friends, you say, maybe encouraged you
definitely,
to get into
definitely.
Music.
Yeah, like without a doubt. I mean, I couldn't do it without Tom, and then I couldn't have made my second EP without Carlo, like at all. I've tried to produce and I'm really bad at it, and I don't know, it's just way more fun doing it with someone that you're friends with and it being a collaboration and sort
totally
of like
agree.
A fun thing that you're making together.
Yeah. Different skills coming together for like a bigger project is some of my like favorite things to be a part of.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm really excited for our next one because we've actually never like, we haven't released this yet.
An exclusive listen here on BFM, everybody. Well, I think I'm excited to hear. Maybe you could just show us now.
Yeah. So the like working title we've got at the moment is Pedestal, and this is with me and Tom. And I just think Tom like absolutely fucking killed it, to be honest.
Well, if any listeners have any comments on maybe a potential title, or maybe a Pedestal,
let us know.
Let us know at 5395.
I think we're gonna be releasing it really soon.
That's so cool. Yeah. All right, I'm ready. That production was outrageous.
It's ridiculous, right? Like, he's so good.
That was
wonderful. It's
insane. Do you want to be on this yellow mic? Are you cool with that?
I can say hello.
This is Tom, everybody.
Hi.
He was the producer of that song.
Yeah.
Would you be cool, like, going over maybe, like, how you start producing a song? Is it, like, a sound that inspires you, or do you do the beat first?
I normally start with mainly a sample, and then I just mess it up a bit and then work around that, really. I don't really go into it with any sort of idea. I just, make it up as I go along.
Do you use, like, a lot of splice samples or something?
No, I'm not really into splice. Mm-hmm. It's good for collaborating, but I just kind of get my own from, like, make them sometimes, and edit really old ones and acoustic sounds.
That's way cool. Well, thank you for letting us into your brain a little bit. That's so rad. Do you get inspired by maybe what he's laying down?
Absolutely.
For your lyrics?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sort of my process is that I'm, like, always writing lyrics. Like, I probably write song lyrics at least once every 2 days, if not, like, every day. Mm-hmm. And then when Tom shows me something that he's, like, working on, I'll sort of go through my phone and find all of the lyrics that I'd written and then be like, this is sort of the vibe that I want to do. And then I'll, like, cut and paste different lyrics and different bits to fit what he's given me, basically.
So is it often, like, a hodgepodge of different notes that
definitely,
you have?
Always. It's got to be. And then, like, sometimes if the tempo requires it, like, or if I need to, like, cut things or add things, I'll just, like, write something on the fly and make it work, you know? But yeah, it's always like, I don't know, I always, like, read back my song lyrics and I'm like, when the fuck did I write this? Like, I have sort of, like, no memory of doing it. I think it was, like, a trance.
It's like a 3 a.m. moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or just, like, maybe, like, even at work sometimes, like, it'll be like 10 a.m. and I'm, like, having a coffee and I'm like, oh, I'll just pop this down. But I don't know, like, looking back on all of my song lyrics, I couldn't tell you, like, the point at which I had written any of those songs.
Oh.
Like, at all.
That's really cool, though. Are they, like,
it's
usually describing,
strange,
like, little moments, or are they just random thoughts or something?
It's kind of a bit of both. Like, I always get worried that people I know are going to think I'm, like, singing about them, and I'm not. Like, I've never written a song, except for my song Only Her, which is, like, 2018 song.
Yeah.
All of my other songs are just, like, it's, like, composite characters, you know? So maybe the song is, like, you know, you did this, or, like, I do this, or whatever, but it's always about, like, 5 or 6 different people, and, like, different experiences. And then I try to also add, like, imagery into it, like, a lot of the time, and use, like, I like using metaphor to describe, like, you know, maybe I'm talking about, like, I don't know, like, a new crush or, like, a dead friendship or something, but I'm like, how can I do that in the most sort of over-the-top, like, dramatic, mythical way possible?
Well, you are a poet.
Thank you.
Onomatopoeias.
Thanks.
Well, very cool. I'm excited to hear your next song.
Thank you. This is actually my favorite one. I mean, actually, maybe a new one, but, like, this is typically my favorite one. This is one that me and Tom did. This is the last song we made in 2018, and it's, like, the closer to our EP. I don't know. I just think it's really beautiful and chill and nice.
Yeah. So. Oh, just a really side tangent, because I forgot we ask everybody. Like, what? How has, like, lockdown affected your guys' maybe musical making abilities? Like, was it inspiring because you had time? Or, like...
No, I hated it so much.
Not so great.
I found it so hard, honestly. And, like, we live together, you know, we're flatmates, but it's, like, still... I just found it really hard to get any sort of new, like, it was really good talking to my mom because she's a writer, and I was like, sort of like, oh my God, I, like, can't write anything. I don't know what I'm doing. And she was like, well, you're not really getting any new inspiration from anywhere. Like, you've been doing, you know, your life is kind of the same every single day.
Yeah.
And I found it really hard. I mean, we, like, I, like, did the best I could, I think, but no,
fair,
definitely
enough.
Didn't, like, you know, you go into it and you're like, I'm going to make an album. Like, I'm going to come out of this in, like, a 12 song album. And it's like, it's a lot harder than that.
Yeah, for sure. Especially sounding like the way that you write, like around your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's very experience based. Mm-hmm. Like I need to be having experiences to be able to
That's
write.
Very valid.
Yeah.
Well, at least you wrote this one in 2018.
I know, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
All right.
But yeah, oh, this is called Sacrificial Bird. So yeah.
Very lovely one.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh my gosh. So, where can we find you guys on social media?
I really need to make like an actual, because it's just my normal Instagram account. Social media, my Instagram is r0nn1.e, like Ronnie for Veronica. Tom's is Tom_haha, and that's like Tom_haha. We're both on every streaming service, so you can find us on Spotify, you can find us on SoundCloud, Apple Music, TikTok.
Whoa! You're on TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I gotta try to get on there. But I'm a little bit scared.
me too, I think.
Well, I'm sure you're slaying it. Well, that's so rad. Do you have any shows coming up in the future?
No, actually, I've been, like, tossing around the concept of, like, a Wellington three-night mini tour thing with a couple other Auckland musicians, but I'll keep that under wraps until that any of that's, like, confirmed.
So follow the social media.
Follow the social
media. Stay in the loop.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much, yeah.
Well,
thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Fun.
It's been really cool hearing your production and your lyricism.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been great.
Sweet. Well, that was the end of our...
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.